at me. I'm already here. Hello, everybody. I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is a, so we're going to do the date, right? So this date, remember the date is made up. It's all fictitious, so don't worry about it. Today is it's a Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here. John Kennedy, good to see you. Thank you for being first, got in here first. Good job on that. Now, as we go down through the day, I know that I put in the title for today, The Fight is On. So Fight is On is what I put in there. Fight is On. Well, Jonathan, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. He says, hello. Hey, Jim. Evening, family. All right. That's how we do it here. We are family. I don't think that's how it's sung, but anyway. The fight is on. So this is a problem for us when we think about what this means going forward, that now they're trying to do the reverse Trump. And I will continue to believe that as I see this. And I watched the clip of your Peto in chief get up there and run his mouth about how what he thinks he knows or understands. Jeremy Phillips, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Anyway, so it's Jimteenth of the Price Timber. Ken, you are a very clever individual. Thank you for that, Ken. So anyway, what's this, Ken? John K. Silver is nearly at $30 per ounce. It has risen over a dollar since yesterday. Well, let's go take a look at... I know you guys are wanting to do other stuff, but... But we're gonna do this first. Let's go see what's going on? Says me, say yo, Silver, $29.89. Wow, we are at $29.89. That is fantastic. But that also tells you where the world is going. All right, quit doing pops up. Stop doing pop ups. God dang it. Okay. This literally, why is this thing just popping up on me like crazy here? Site uses cookies to analyze your, okay, fine. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, 2595 says, Linda, good to see you. She says, sweet, absolutely. Like, thank you so much for being here, Linda. Appreciate that. And remember, guys, Jeremy, Linda, John, Edward, Ken, all you guys need to be friends with each other on each other's Facebooks. That is a command from your dictator. All right, so $29.89 here. Looks like we got, this is such a, you go on some websites and you can't really seem to get things to come, you know, like you scroll over them and they don't pop up, or you click on it and it takes a second for things to get going. Man, Epmex, there's a pop-up for everything, on every little thing. You touch the scroll bar, you touch the, it is going. So $29.94 was our peak today at, let's see, that is about 10 minutes ago. So it hit about 10 minutes ago. Edward says, howdy, Jonathan. So, all right, guys. So, yeah, that's amazing. So, this is a good stuff. So, this tells you that is the decline of your dollar. And maybe, just maybe, we might actually just get to the point of understanding that the dollar is bust and it's time to move away from it. But, you know, what do I know? Anyway, so what else we got here? Don, good to see you. Don Moody's here. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Remember, guys, we got to like, share, and comment as often as possible. Theodore, man. Hey, Doc, haven't seen you in a minute. Thank you so much for being here. Hi, Cinder. Are you a part of the show? Hi, come on. Yes, there you go. Now, see, the thing is I don't let her jump on me. I don't like dogs that jump up. And so you're good, dear. Come on. Good girl. Come on. Yes, good girl. Come on. Cinder, come on. Good girl. And so anyway, she doesn't think that she's allowed to be up here is what the problem is. So good girl, Cinder. Thank you. Good seeing you.
Yeah. It was good to see you.
Yes, it is. Like I hadn't seen her just like 10 seconds ago. Anyway. Laurent, good to see you as well up there in Canada. Now, remember, guys, Laurent, even though he is a Canuckin up there, Canadian, he's still our friend. So everybody, friend request Laurent up there in Canuck, and make sure that we are on every other's friends list. This is how we beat the algorithm, guys. This is how we beat the system. This is how we stay together. We don't let them divide us. Also, every single one of you, get on Clout Hub now. Hey, Tanya Price, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. So I will tell you that I was going to, I do have a, I'm going to go eat some fried chicken on my birthday on Friday. So I'm excited about that. So, what is it? Ken is over here saying, friend request that mother Canucker. Well, Ken is so aggressive, isn't he? Did you get it? Did you get that itch? That's a big one. She's itching the back side of her jaw there. She's really getting into it. She's you doing all right? Making a list. Uh-oh. Linda just turned into Santa Claus. She's making a list. She's checking it twice. Gonna find out if you're naughty or nice, right? Linda Claus is coming to town. Is that how it goes? Isn't that how that song goes? Linda Claus? No, not Linda Claus, is it? I think it's something else. Edward, thank you for the like and such over here on X, or what we call Twitter.
It's Twitter, man. It's Twitter.
Oh, look at that, 3291. Hey, guys, all right. We have gained, so we went from 3287 yesterday, and then during the show, because I was kind of busy with the show, but during the show, we actually dropped one off. Jonathan says Jim's going to KFC. Shh, don't tell him where I'm going, Jonathan. Don't do that. Anyway, while I was on the show yesterday, 3286. And then today, we are at 3291. Look at you guys. Hey, followers. Yay, Twitter. Hey. Anyway, that just sucks that that's got to be that way. Y'all know you ain't nice. We all know you ain't nice. Well, Carrie Heiserman is giving away the location of the fried chicken. Yes, Carrie Heiserman knows me well. And, yes, Carrie, you are supposed to be there as well, and it'll be at 7. So, anyway, Stroud's Chicken. If you guys do not know what Stroud's Chicken is, Stroud's Chicken, there's a location in Kansas City and in Wichita, and it's not a fancy place. It's not, I mean, the green beans are out of a can, and they do have amazing cottage fries, which are just sliced potatoes fried. They do have the worst salad ever. It's just some iceberg lettuce. I think it's got a couple little things of carrots on it and like two cherry tomatoes. Not that. They do have amazing okra. They do have really good white gravy and mashed potatoes. They have, what else do they have? Oh, they got chicken gizzards. And I don't like those, so no, I'm not eating. I'm not eating chicken stomachs. So that's going to be this. That will be this Friday. And yes, it is. It is a place I do like to go. I do like going there. I have not been to Stroud's. Oh my gosh, it's probably been. I bet you it was last year. I bet you I haven't been to Stroud's this year. That's not good. Jimmy likes Stroud's. But let me tell you what the best part is. They just know how to make some good damn chicken, says Jonathan. Well, Jonathan, they do make fantastic, crispy chicken, and they use a cast iron. It's all cast iron cooked. But I will tell you right now, the whole thing, at the very end, they bring you out these cinnamon sugar rolls. And I say they're a roll. They're not. Have I? Okay. So I've been told I have been to Stroud's this year. All right. So it's not a roll like this. It's a roll like a rectangle. And they put cinnamon sugar on it. And it is, there's nothing nutritious about it. There's not, there's, you shouldn't be eating it. It's cinnamon, sugar, and dough. And at the very end, they bring them out. If you can't eat them, you could, they give you a little white bag to take them home with you. And I usually end up, I end up eating them anyway. So, like, shared on Twitter, X, Facebook, yeah, and the uscongress.com. Thank you for that, Edward. I appreciate it. Anyway, so let's get back to what we were discussing earlier here. And we're going to watch to make sure X doesn't drop any of my followers off today. Well, you know, they just might. They might just say, hey, you don't need that guy or that girl. Just going to get rid of them for you. So I don't know why they do that. Leave me alone. Did you know that X is actually still banning and canceling people's X platforms? X is still, Twitter is still a piece of crap. I don't know why I was like, oh, Elon Musk. I don't think so. I don't think Elon Musk is that good. Claudia, thank you so much for being over on Twitter. Appreciate you being there. All right, so Dawn, thank you so much. United Freedom Festival in Ohio.com. Dawn, thank you so much for that. Let me bring that up here real quick. What we got here? Look at that. That is nice. Good job, Dawn. All right, let's see if we can share this out on the, you know, I'm going to share it out too. Hey, Rebecca, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca. I hope your boys are doing well. And anyway, so she's up in Des Moines, Iowa, my daughter, Rebecca. So good to see her here. Thank you so much. So, yeah, Stroud's has got fantastic fried chicken, really great white gravy with mashed potatoes, really fantastic okra. Love their okra, and they have the best paper napkins. Now, if anybody knows me and has been out to eat chicken wings with me, Don, thank you so much for the stars. Appreciate that as well. Thank you for being here. Don Moody gave me some stars. What? Anyway, love me some okra. And I have, you know, I eat hot wings. So, you know, I was like, I get your hands all messy. Well, I like going to Old Chicago because I like their hot wings there. But, and I always get them well done. But now I get the sauce on the side. Instead of having them flip it around for me, I just get the sauce on the side, and then I dip the sauce in there so I'm not getting myself all messed up. But I will tell you, Stroud's has the best dang napkins ever. They're just cascade napkins. They're just more cloth-like. They don't get all boogery on your fingers. Anyway, that's what I like about those. What I like about those, yeah. I don't think that's how you sing it, but that's what I'm doing today. So you're going to have to deal with it. Oh, Tony Culver's here. Go, Culver, man. Good to see you. What's up? Leanne is here as well. Rebecca, my boys are doing good. My older son started walking more and more every day. I'm so happy. Well, Rebecca, we got to get him a bike. So I need to get that sent to you, I guess. So he needs one of those little push bikes. So you know those little bipedal bikes that they don't have pedals on them, but they that allows them to move their legs forward and backwards? We're going to need to get that on there. So, and then get him going in that direction. So, kids need bikes, guys. By the way, have you ever seen a kid toe walk? That he, or you know, a toe walking is one thing, but the duck walk, bicycling will do that. It will help move those hips out and help them do that. So, anyway, all right. Let me get back to the show, guys. You got me all distracted here. Marcia says, Stroud gizzards. She's all about it. Oh, Karen, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And, and Linda's calling Edward Eduardo. She's using her accent in her speech here. It says Eduardo. Anyway, that's fantastic. Remember, guys, you got to friend each other. Friend each other. What? All right, now let's get back to, we are so distracted here. We are not even on task. We're talking about the big fight. Everybody's got the big fight coming. Yeah, I need that for my older son. I'm sure he will be more excited to get the bike from you. Yes, Rebecca, I do need to get him a bike, so I need to get that done. So we're going to have to work on that. But yeah, he needs Rebecca's got two boys. Her son, I went up there for his birthday a couple weeks ago in Iowa, And he was walking. I was like, what in the world? 1 year old? Like, holy crap. And then her boy, her one-month-old boy, I got to feed him and talk to him, and it was really great to be a part of that. So we're going to have to do that. Are you aware how expensive turkey legs are? Or turkey eggs are? We're sitting on a gold mine. What are you talking about? Turkey eggs. Why are you talking about turkey eggs, Ken? I have no idea. What are you talking about? That's crazy. So anyway... So Stroud's is where I'm going to have dinner on Friday at 7, and looking forward to the cinnamon rolls at the end, and going to have some sweet tea. I'm going to break all the rules. So when I go there, I'm going to have the sweet tea. $36 a carton? Turkey eggs are $36. Well, you know why? Because turkeys don't lay, they lay clutches of eggs. They don't lay an egg a day like a chicken, so they're not big on producing. Ah, Ken says, turkey, I have turkeys and they're laying. Well, I have a turkey, and she's gotten better in her old age about not being mean to everybody. She sleeps in a tree at night, and so, yeah, I have a gray turkey I've had now for 3 or 4 years. She's pretty cool. Oh, okay, Rebecca says, we'll come down to Wichita to see you in July. Very good. All right, well, cool. I'll look forward to that, Rebecca. Thank you. All right. Let's get back to the world as we know it. We wasted 17 minutes of doing all that. Yeah, but turkey eggs. That's a lot of meat, though, in that turkey egg, isn't it, Ken? That's like two chicken eggs in one. Turkey eggs are big. I mean, and the shells on them are super thick. But that would be good calcium for, well, obviously for the turkey, but also other chickens. All right, here we go. Moving along. So... I wonder if you believe he will stand with the establishment. Oh, that's nice. Let's go down to Joe Biden compares his loss of his son, Beau, to police officer killed in line of duty. Yeah, all right. Victim of Peeping Tom took matters into her own hand and put suspect in a 20-minute headlock. Oh, my goodness. All right, so let's move on here. Let's get back to the part where we want to do the whole Joe Biden, make my day, pal. Okay, so this is, listen. Okay, listen, girls. Girls, I don't know if you have ever been around men, but I will tell you, when you say make my day, pal, it usually doesn't end with a guy going, okay, just saying. Real quick, let's see. Linda's talking about turkey or duck eggs are great for baking. Oh, there you go. And then Carrie says homemade noodles too. He's a deuce in a sleeve. Turkey eggs, duck eggs are great for baking, says Marcia. All right, Marcia. All right, put Marcia down for baking with turkey and duck eggs. 3 to 4 chicken eggs for every turkey egg? Really? Wow. Father's Day in June. Oh, that's June. Yeah, I thought Father's Day is in June, isn't it? All right. Okay, so this is your pedo-in-chief. He got up there and says, make my day, pal. Joe Biden mocks Trump for being tied up in court in latest Biden regime lawfare suit. Lawfare. Love it. Joe Biden on Wednesday mocked President Trump for being tied up in court fighting Soviet-style Democrat lawfare trials. And told him to pick the date for debates. Of course, the video had to be cut several times because Joe Biden couldn't string a sentence together. I was going to point that out to you guys in the video. This isn't like... Okay, let's see how long the video is. Where's the video at? Where's it at here? Okay.
Donald Trump lost two...
Okay, hold on a second. The video... wait, guys. Listen to this. The video... Okay, let's do this. Did you guys have a guess of how long the video is? Does anybody want to do an over-under on how long the video is? Anybody? Anybody got an idea? Anybody want to try this? Try an emu or ostrich egg. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine eating that much egg out of ostrich. Ostrich eggs are gigantic. Like, they're in between a softball and a football. They're huge. I can't imagine eating that much egg. Like, that's a lot of egg. I'm just saying. But anyway, Linda says 30 seconds is her over-under on the deal. Fake Trump, court cases, Congress, a big fake movie. Absolutely. Ken's going for 35 seconds. You guys have got. You guys have to be closest without going over. Isn't that the Price is Right rules? You get to guess the closest without going over. That's the problem here. So let me go ahead and play. All right. Less than 3 minutes, Jeremy Phillips says. Well, Jeremy, I will give you. I give you that you are correct. It's less than 3 minutes. I feel like I'm on the Price is Right. Ken says, "Well, Ken, you have you got one guess in. Okay, 35 seconds. Jeremy says 45 seconds. Guys, I'm gonna bring this up and I'm gonna play it for you, and you're gonna be highly disappointed. I think it's you're just gonna be like, what? What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense, man. What? Okay, here we go. Let me tune it up here. Let me bring your old pedo in chief up here. Now, I'm just going to show you guys the headshot because I don't want to give you guys a timer. So, John Kennedy says 2 seconds. 2 seconds. So, I got John Kennedy for 2 seconds. Jeremy, 28 seconds. Ken, he's at 35. And Linda's at 30. So, the rest of you guys, I guess, are not willing to guess. So here we go. We got one more guess here. Tanya says 17 seconds. I think she's cheating. All right. Closest while going over. You guys ready? Ready? No more guesses. Oh, I got Sarah says 58 seconds. All right. We'll see it. And here we go. And play.
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Who had 14 seconds? Carol said 52. Guys, the only one who actually got it right without going over was John Kennedy and his guess of 2 seconds. Tanya's price of 17 seconds was just a little bit too much. It's a 14-second clip. And if you noticed in there how many times when they did the zoom in thing, because they broke the video up, you can see his posture, you can see the body change. And this guy couldn't keep himself together. By the way, his own pronunciation is part of the problem. So here we go, guys. Here is the video one more time. Here's all 14 seconds. Ready, go. Come on, go. 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 Here we go. No? What are we doing? Go. Go. Would you go? It's, oh, my gosh. Well, I guess we're not going to play that video until I can reset the feed here for some reason. That's crazy. Maybe that feed's just a little bit tired of being replayed. How many times do you think that this... Oh, let's just go...
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in...
All right, well, yeah. Now you're going to play it? Jerk. Why is the computer playing it now after I sit there and watched it not do it for... Okay, so this is... it's been viewed... This thing has been viewed 20 million times... At 14 seconds. I bet there's a lot of 100% views on that, don't you think? Anyway. All right, let me take it back for you guys so you guys can take a look at this here. Can I get this thing to play this time? Oh, now it's going to play. You're a jerk. You know, you guys, we got to get more computers. They're just so much fun. All right, here we go. One more time. This is the part. Now, watch how there's several clips in this 14-second video.
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna dissect this a little bit. I'm gonna go back. Here we go. Okay. And I want to...
Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me.
Okay, Donald Trump lost 2 debates to me in 2020.
Since then, he hadn't shown up for...
Since then, he hasn't shown up for a debate? Okay. What are you talking about? He hasn't shown up for a debate? You wouldn't debate him. Do you not remember how this whole thing went down when you were hiding in your basement with the little glass doors behind you showing that you were, you know, being safe? You even wore a mask on camera, you dipstick. So this guy, you're worried about that Trump didn't show up? He didn't show up? What are you talking about? See, this is where this is gaslighting, guys. This is how they gaslight us. So let's go back just a touch here.
Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again.
Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Now, just now, he's acting like it? Are you kidding me, man? This is how stupid they think you are. This is how stupid they know that their base is. Guys, I'm not kidding you on this whole thing. This is how stupid they believe their base is. This is them pandering to that. This is gaslighting. Saying things that don't exist and acting like they're the real, this is gaslighting. This guy is gaslighting.
He debated me twice, and then he just wouldn't show up anymore. I was there, man, ready to go, fist to cuffs. Boy, I'm going to beat some ass. Woo!
No. This, all right, so come on, we'll go back here. Let's keep listening to this guy. So now he wants to debate me again. He's actually pointing at himself. Look at the curl in his snarl in his nose. Look at his teeth. Look at his eyebrows. Is he okay? Are you all right, buddy? Are you okay? Hey, Joe, stammer a little bit if you think you're in danger. Stammer for me, buddy. Don't get the words right. Here we go. Let's go ahead.
He wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
Okay, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. Now, hold on a second here. Wait. I will even do it twice. This is only 14 seconds of his entire statement. This is it. And he's already got so much misdirection and deflection going on here, so much gaslighting, that it takes this much to tear it back down to show you that this guy is not actually aware of what he's saying, and then the fact that they had to clip all this together. Now, I get it. I do audio recordings for commercials and stuff like that. I understand it, you know, first takes, second takes, you know, this and that. But my gosh, folks, I mean, really, this guy can't get this? I mean, that's all the better he can do? And by the way, don't put the guy in front of a green screen. He doesn't look good. I mean, it doesn't make his hair. Like, look how undone his hair is. Look at that up there. Look at. All right, we'll continue on.
So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates.
Okay, so right here. So let's pick the dates, Donald. So let's pick the dates.
Donald, I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
So in his. He's trying to Donald Trump. He was trying to make himself seem youthful and jovial and joking and that he could throw a punch and take a punch. This guy. Guys, I don't fear Trump for any reason at all. I don't fear Uncle Joe here. But I tell you what, I don't think I'm going to go up. And even if I thought I was doing pretty good, I just don't see myself, and especially in the way that the things are with Trump and him and this lawfare stuff that he's going through. Do you really think it's the best idea to go up to Donald Trump? I know he's not physically there, but send out a video saying, I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Don't you think you need to keep come into this debate and try to you want to go with the facts, right? You want to kind of keep it on the topics at hand. You don't want to go out there and you don't want to go out there and piss him off. You want to talk about, well, hey, you know, I heard you had the largest decline in the stock market ever. I heard you had the largest decline in employment ever. You can say that because it is accurate, except for you guys brought the pandemic in that made that happen. But at the same time, you don't go in there and start throwing things like, don't say. You just don't say things like this, Joe. I'm just telling you, man. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Do you want this guy to literally beat your head into the concrete? Figuratively? I mean, this is some MMA stuff, right? This is some WWE stuff. And I will tell you guys, this guy right here, let's do this. Let me flip. This guy right here, that guy right there, that guy with the crappy tie. Who picked out the tie, by the way? And the shirt doesn't lay well on his neck. The shoulders are sagging clear off. This is how bad his, look how shoulders is sloping off there. This guy is not in good condition. And if he was any wider, his hair would have color. Copper deficiency, by the way. Guy needs some copper. But I'm just saying, like, why would you go at Trump? I mean, you can piss him off. I mean, you could piss him off. Linda says, I'll take it literally. it's easy to be full of confidence when the election of 2024 will be a total cheat. As it stands at this moment, I agree with you, John. There's a lot of indications that they've really started to learn to master the cheat of the election, and they really are getting into how to make it look clean, and they're doing a pretty good job. Kennedy says, just saying, Jim, he's a total piece of shit. Oh, I get it, John. I get it, man, and it's absolutely real. This is the guy who supposedly has the nuclear football, and get Dana White on the horn. Oh my gosh, Ken, can you imagine? Wait. This is what they should do. Holy crap! This is what they should do. Okay, wait. CNN's doing the first one on the 24th. June 24th is the first one. Okay. Now think about this, guys. Think about this. They rent out. Let's do it. Okay, CNN's in Atlanta, Georgia, right? That's their headquarters. So let's do let's do an arena. Let's do an arena. And I mean a 20 by 20 stage in the middle. That's it. Everybody else is floor seating, and the stadium is open. I'm telling you right now, I would go. I would walk. I would drag my belly across asphalt. I would get there. If they put this into an arena, and truly did it like an arena, and had the noise canceling microphone so the crowd could do what they want, but they make sure they're in here like this and they talk into this, because Joe can't do this. I'm going to tell you right now, Joe doesn't know how to talk at a microphone. He doesn't know how to maintain the eye contact with a... This is... Blah, 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 blah. Okay, listen. Let's do this. I'm serious. You can have Dana White do the production on it. I don't care if you have the WWE do it or whatever. What's professional wrestling called now? It's got different acronyms. I can't keep up there. You know, anyway. So imagine like Jim McMahon and Dana White... co-producing it. Oh my gosh. Hold on a second. Hold on. This is the best ever. Holy crap. Okay. Hold on a second. So let's do this. Let's, okay. We'll do it at Madison Square Garden. You want to do it at Madison Square Garden? That's what we'll do. We'll do it at Madison Square Garden. We will literally put these people on a stage, a 20 by 20 stage. And I'm just saying, I think guys, If you had to pay $20 to get to this debate, would you pay $20 to go in to see Trump and Biden debate? And all the money goes to border security. Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be, oh my gosh, border money. I'd pay $100. I'd pay $100 to go see him fight. I do. Oh, I would. Oh my gosh, I would. I would do it. I would do it. I would go. Can you imagine what the media would be like? Do you imagine what the rest of the world would do? I literally, Israel would stop bombing people to move them south in the Gaza Strip. literally Ukraine and Russia would stop doing things just for that 2 hours or 3 hours. And I'm going to tell you right now, I want it to be like 3 hours. I want it to be like 3 hours. I want it to be like a three-hour debate. I literally want them to go in there. I want them to fight it out for 3 hours. That way, whatever drugs they put into Joey are wearing off. Yeah. I want to see Joey on stage live for 3 hours. 3 hours! I did 14 hours on Saturday, Joey. I'm be 53 this weekend. I know you got a couple miles on Amtrak that I don't have. I get it. You're so much more traveled on Amtrak. Million miles. You lying piece of crap. Listen, I want a three-hour debate. I want a three-hour debate. I don't want any lights on in the audience. I don't want any question and answers from the audience. I don't want anybody disrupting these two. I literally want Joe and I want Trump. And I'm saying put them on bar stools. You know, put them on bar stools with a little back on it, you know. Get them on the bar stools. Get them a little back there. Maybe an armrest. They could kind of lean on it. But I'm saying give them a wireless mic. Wireless mic. And then the moderator is not even seen. Literally, the moderator is not even... I don't want the moderator to be any part of this whatsoever. I only want those two men on a stage. I want Dana White and McMahon. I want those two guys producing this event. I can't even imagine what the pay-per-view would be like. Can you imagine pay-per-view for that? You could sell out the Madison Square Garden and you could literally sell out pay-per-view. You could create 100 million, 200 million. Let's see, if you charge $20, let's say you did, well, what's an MMA fight usually go for, $100? If you want to watch the Trump-Biden debate for 3 hours, 3 hours, 3 hours, no breaks, you get a glass of water and a pitcher, and you figure it out. You make it last. You hold your pee-pee. And if you got to put a little, a little catheter bag on your ankle there, so you can just pee while you're standing there, go for it, Joey. Go for it, buddy. I mean, I'm here for you. I'm here to make it work for you. I mean, think about what that would be like. No teleprompter. Wait. So Linda says he wouldn't be able to read the teleprompter that long. No. No teleprompters, Linda. No. No, silly girl, Linda. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to give them. We are going to make it. It's simply just two men and two microphones, two bar stools with the higher stool with a back on it, maybe an arm, a table next to them, a little small little 12-inch table, a pitcher and a glass of water. Because why? Because Joe's got to figure out how to pour water into a glass. And then he's got to learn how to drink it. Have you ever seen this man drinking water, ever? When have you seen Joe Biden drink water? Especially with all that face, my face work he's had done. He can't hardly get his mouth shut because his lips are so far back like this. There, I'm telling you guys, this you guys want to do it? Right there. That's it. FJB would brown his pants, says Carol. I believe that too. Guys, this is a thing. Floyd Mayweather giving the questions, Jonathan. I love it. No. Why don't we do somebody like Andrew Dice Clay asking the questions? Or why don't we do this? Why don't we let Kennedy ask the questions?
Okay. What about Joe?
I can't do his voice. Sound more like Audrey Hepburn than Kennedy. But have Cat Williams ask the questions. Oh, wow. Ooh. Yeah. I can't do his voice at all. I mean, I don't know how the guy gets his voice there. Linda says, hey, Carol, good to see you. Thank you guys so much for saying hi to each other. Remember, like each other. You got to friend each other. Friend request each other, guys. This is how we grow this community. This is how we do it. Oh, sorry, different song. Kyle, can you imagine? I'm excited about this. I'm excited about this because I believe that this guy actually, if this guy, yeah, okay. Ugh. All right, so let's see here. TrueSocial.com. You want to hear, this is what Trump wrote, and this was at 7:43 a.m. today. Crooked Joe Biden is the worst debater I have ever faced. He can't put two sentences together. Hey, sounds like me. Crooked is also the worst president in the history of the United States by far. It's time for debate so that we can explain to the American people how highly destructive open border policy and new and ridiculous EV mandates and the allowance of crushing inflation and high taxes and his really weak foreign policy, which is allowing the world to catch on fire. I'm ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September. I would strongly recommend more than two debates and, for excitement purposes, a very large venue. I didn't know this. I'm just reading this for the first time. Hey, me and Trump, we're simpatico. Me and him, we're just like buddies, man. We're all hanging out on the weekends. Hey, Joe, you hate Joe too? Oh, yeah, I hate Joe too. Well, you like this? Yeah. You like America? I like America. Yeah, we're just me and him. We're twins. We're Twinkies. So anyway, I would strongly recommend more than two debates and, for excitement purposes, a very large venue, although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds. What? He's afraid of crowds? You call him president and the El Presidente of the Americas is afraid of people? How do you run people if you're afraid of people? You smell them an awful lot and you rub up on little girls an awful lot and try to touch their boobs, Joey. Tell me again how you're afraid of people? Oh, it's crowds. Well, we'll have the lights off. You'll only be able to see the exit signs in the arena. And there will be a black stage with two stools, two tables, two pitchers of water, two glasses. That's it. And you can wear your colostomy bag or whatever it is you got to do to get you through the stage, the time on stage there, Joey. I'm serious. You know what? Oh, I got one even better. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So that there is no interaction with the public whatsoever. I want the stage to rise from the floor. I want the floor to open. And I want there to be a little bit of smoke. Kind of like it's like a, you know, like a dry ice effect. Like this. And the floor goes open. And then here comes the Star Spangled Banner. Right? Star Spangled Banner starts playing. And then they start rising. Comes up. And they're just sitting on there. And then there's Joe on his chair, and then there's Trump on his chair, and that's it. And then boom. And then they do their thing, and at the end, boom. And it's over. I think that would be amazing. I can't even imagine. I cannot even imagine. That would be so funny. I mean, it would be funny, but it would be good. Because Joe couldn't have anybody helping him. And he wouldn't have to worry about walking off stage. Now, he may walk off stage and die because he fell off. But no, listen. Literally, the stage comes out of the floor. Dun, dun, da, dun, da, dun. We'll come up here. So, and then they're up there. And then there's a clock. There's a clock. Everybody can see the clocks. And it's 3 hours. 3 hours. 3 hours. Oh, gosh, I can't imagine. Although Biden is supposedly afraid of crowds, maybe that's why they kept him in those circles, because it wouldn't scare Joe away. That's what it was in COVID. It wasn't for your safety. It was because Joe was afraid of you. It was for his safety. Okay, so that's only because he doesn't get them. All right. Just tell me when. I'll be there. Let's get ready to rumble. That's actually what it says right there. Let's get ready to rumble. I was just giving the at the end. Oh, man, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. I'm good. This is good. I'm excited. Can you guys imagine what it would be like to do that? Jim says, Ken says, Jim, are you a writer for South Park? Oh, gosh, it was so good. Oh, it would be so good. You know, it would be like Cartman when he was playing the World of Warcraft, and his mom had to let him poop in a bowl. Remember that? Oh, you guys are, that's South Park. That's horrible. Love that. Can imagine it, Linda says. Thank you so much for that, Linda. Barron Trump said Donald plays music so loud at Mar-a-Lago that Barron's room shakes. Maybe it's that love music. That's fine. That's fine. It's okay. You can do that. You can play. You know what? If you own a $12 million, by the way, if you own a $12 million property called Mar-a-Lago, was it $12 million or $18 million? $18 million property in Mar-a-Lago. You can play your music as loud as you want. I'm just saying. Because he doesn't have neighbors. On the south side of his house is a road. On the east side of his house is a road. And on the west side of his house is water. And on the other side is a parking lot and then another property. He can play his music as loud as he wants. Ain't nobody going to hear it. Just saying. All right, so you guys got, okay, everybody got the set. So what we're going to do, we're going to do Madison Square Garden, because that way then Trump doesn't have to travel very far. We'll sell tickets, $100 a piece. All the money goes to the southern border. Build the wall. Hey, Laurent, have you got any friend requests up there in Canada yet? I want to make sure everybody is friend requesting like they're supposed to do. God, this has been a good episode. I've really enjoyed this. It's good therapy. I feel good about it. Let's see here. There was another article I wanted to kind of go over here. Let's see here. Biden and Trump accept CNN's invitation to debate on June 27th. And it says, it is my great honor to accept the CNN debate against crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States and a true threat to democracy. By the way, we're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. What's saying democracy? It's elected leadership, not elected servants. On June 27th, likewise, I accept the ABC News debate against crooked Joe on September 10th. Thank you, DJT, Trump said on True Social Wednesday. Well, there you go. And, and then let's see here. The gray check mark from Joe. Why doesn't he use the... Hold on a second here. Can you guys explain something to me here? Can you explain to me what do you do here? Let's see. After the show, Laurent says, I'll take all your friend requests. Look at Laurent. Laurent's a heck of a team player, man. Even those Canadians are getting on board. I love it. Laurent's been a great fan, by the way. Laurent has quietly and stayed steady with me. It's been 2 or 3 years now? Laurent has been here. He's my Canuck up there. I tell you what, without him, I just miss him. So I'm here too, says John Kennedy over on Cloud Hub. So thank you for being there, Johnny. Appreciate it. All right, so now, I was going to look at something here on Twitter. I want to look on Twitter for a second here. I've got a couple minutes here before the show's over. So, okay. President. Okay, so why is it? Okay, so there is a POTUS TikTok, but then there's a Joe Biden TikTok, a TikTok. Twitter. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to screw you up there. So there is a president. So there's a president TikTok. Okay, so this is nothing. This is all policy. Tune in as I deliver remarks as the Asian Pacific American Institute for Congressional Studies award gala. Oh, okay. That was 21 hours ago. 2,100 likes. You're the president of the United States and you got 2,100 likes. That's it. Not that I'm jealous or anything, but just saying. All right, here, let's see. I hate that I have to type his name into my search engine. Okay, so he's responding to 38 million followers. He has 38 million followers on Twitter. Are you sure? By the way, Twitter is still canceling people. Twitter is still taking Twitter. Quitter. Quitter. Yeah, they are a bunch of quitters. They quit on freedom. Hey, Rose, good to see you. There's another great patriot, guys. Rose is a great patriot. She was one of the ones that stood up against the medical tyranny early on. And she's a great, great patriot. I think it's awesome that she's here. So thank you for being here, Rose. You guys all friend request Rose down there. Good to see you, Rose. Thank you for being a part of the show. Anyway, so I was going through here. All right. Now, Joe has 38 million followers. Are you sure? Huh. It's kind of weird. Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Okay, guys, listen. Isn't that subjective when you say he lost to him? Isn't that kind of isn't that a little bit of a stretch when you say that he lost two debates? Because if I am a fan of Trump, then I think Trump did good, and I'm going to point out some mistakes he's made, but I think he won it. If I'm a fan of Biden, I'm going to say he pointed out some mistakes, and then I'm going to say that he won it. There's no way of actually scoring that. And it's about the fact that what is the outcome. But when you have to have the hockey stick of cheating at 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time to be able to win, I would tell you, Joe, let's not go pounding your chest on how manly you are and how you're going to take on Mr. Trump. Guys, I'm going to tell you what right now. Like I said, I'm not afraid of Trump. I'm not afraid of Biden. But I definitely don't want to go up to Trump and say, hey, man, bring it. I'm like, I just don't think it's going to end well. I just think that he's going to be mean. He's going to be a mean guy. He's going to be out there like, oh, yeah, bring it. I'll bring it. So anyway, but I just think that's kind of funny that these guys are out there doing all this. Hey, Vince, good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I don't see Rose. Rita. Hey, Rita, good to see you. Rita is over. Rita is looking for Rose over here on Facebook. And Rose is, it's a R-O-O-S-E. She's over on the Jim Price. You guys are on the Jim Price show. She's over on Jim Price. But good to see you, Rose. And it's her last name is C-A-R-R-I-O-N. She's a great patriot. She's one of the nurses that was out there. I interviewed her early on. In fact, I think I was her first interview, if I remember right, Rose. Yeah, I gave you your first interview. So we have that connection. So thank you so much for being a part of the show, Rose. It's great to see you. But make sure a friend request her. But I'm just kind of curious about this whole Joe Biden having 38 million. And then let's see what the president. Okay, so the president has 34.8, so 35 million. So Joe Biden has more followers on his personal page than he has on his presidential page. Or what is the presidential page? That's kind of crazy. I never really thought about that. Yeah, Rose said, yes, I was her first interview. Oh, very good. Yeah, that was cool. And, you know, Rose, I hope that you are doing better, dear. I know that you've been dealing with a lot of stuff still, and I hope you are feeling better. You are a great, great patriot, so thank you for what you've been doing out there. All right, guys. Well, I have railed on Uncle Joe enough today, kind of talked about him too much. Be mindful of the banks. We are having bank collapses. We are having money exchange problems on the backside, the M2 money supply. Silver is not at $30 or just under $30 today because the dollar is doing well. That shows you that even though they're shorting silver, to be able to keep it on the market cheaper, they're losing $1 billion a day to make $12 billion a day or $20 billion. It's either 12 or 20. It's a 2. So they literally lose $1 billion to gain, you know, $10 billion a day in silver sales and profit. That's what they do. So that's why silver is so cheap. They keep trying to keep it down. Injured after the swab, still not back on my feet. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. I couldn't remember, Rose. I apologize. She got the old, the antifreeze. By the way, those swabs that they were shoving in people's face up there next to the brain blood membrane right up in here, those were sterilized with antifreeze. Antifreeze is the same thing that causes kidney and organ failure in animals as well as humans. And propylene glycol, guys, look it up. It is a real thing. They were poisoning everybody by testing them. And so that's just my take on it. So what do I know? Not a doctor. I only play one on TV. Wow, what a day today, guys. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's been great seeing you. But remember, we got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of these people are out there doing weird stuff. Remember, look up Israel Canal every time someone tells you that the Israel war and the Palestinians and all that other stuff. Just say Jim Price of the Jim Price Show said, look up the Israel Canal. I have been trying to get that message out, and I am so ashamed of how many people have millions and millions of followers out there who have these shows that do not talk about the subject the way it should be. It is the Israel Canal. That's it. Exactly. Guess what? It's in hand sanitizer, too. By the way, yeah, Linda, you are absolutely right. The other thing, too, guys, do not use hand sanitizer. The gel that they use and the hand sanitizer, not the alcohol, but the gel they're using, it causes your blood flow to your private parts to slow down. I'm just telling you, they poison people that way, too. Oh, absolutely. But by the way, air fresheners, the air wicks you plug in the wall, the ones you hang off your rear view mirror, and Febreze, they all have the same chemical that causes the blood flow to your junk to slow down. And if you don't know what your junk is, look down. Yeah, that. I don't know what you have. I don't know if you have the pole or the hole, but if your junk, if you have junk, hand sanitizer, air fresheners, they all slow the blood flow to your junk down. That's why we have these problems with people being able to conceive, people being able to function, people having different issues. It is absolutely ridiculous. Stop using hand sanitizer ever. It is not what you think. I have heard about the Israel Canal, Rita says. Well, yeah, Rita, it's my I've been talking about that since October. And I wish somebody would actually pick up the ball and run with it. Hey, Cynthia. Hello, all. Love you, Jim. Just now logging on. Hey, that's another. Cynthia is another great patriot. That's awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. So thank you for being here, Cynthia. But, guys, if you guys want to know about anything about the Israel Canal, if you guys want me to back you up, if you guys want me to talk to small groups about it, you guys want me to ruin somebody's day, have them look me up. I will tell them exactly what's going on with the Israel Canal and what's the problem out there. All right, guys, that's got to get out of here. It's already running a little late. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promise. Can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer out there. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never, ever limit you. Know where your power is, that you God created you, and you have God-given enabled rights right there in the Constitution that you draw your breath from. You don't draw your breath from that small g government. They mean nothing to you. Small g government means small government. That's what they should be. They should not be 20% of all the working people in America. By the way, federal, state, city, county workers make up 20% of the workforce in America. You don't think they have an axe to grind if you tell them you want smaller government? Where are they going to go work? See how that how they do that? They get you on the old government till, and next thing you know, you can't get rid of them. All right, guys, thank you for everything. That's about it for me. My Daily Naturals, My Pillow. The promo code's Price. If you want the MRS Prime bed, it's right over here. Get a hold of me. I'll get you guys the link. Guys, be mindful out there that the world around you is looking to destroy you. Don't let it happen. Just let the punches go right on by. Just be the, you know, just dodging like Neo in the Matrix. Like, woo, right on by me. I don't even feel it. Didn't get me today. So, guys, thank you so much. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.